With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Action has been taken on political bias at FEMA.
Capitol Hill, Deanne Criswell says a critical function in hurricane relief efforts is to go door to door to tell people what resources are available. In one recent case,
this employee wrote to about 11 staff members under her supervision that they should, quote, avoid homes advertising Trump. End quote.
Criswell says that employee has been fired. She does not believe this is part of any widespread cultural problem at FEMA and welcomes an investigation.
Our goal is to help all people.
A different team was sent into the field to contact all the homes that were skipped over at the employee's direction. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, investigation underway now at a South Korean auto manufacturing facility following the deaths of three employees.
According to reports from the South Korean news agency Yonhap, the victims were found unconscious inside a testing chamber in Hyundai's Ulsan plant. Yonhap said the three were found inside a car in the sealed chamber during a vehicle performance test. It's believed that unventilated exhaust gases may have suffocated them. A police investigation is now underway.
That is BBC correspondent Celia Hatton reporting. A congressional panel has recommended the United States toughen its trade relationship with Beijing. That would roll back a nearly 25-year-old decision that helped bring about China's rapid economic growth. President-elect Donald Trump nominating former TV star Dr. Mehmet Oz to head up the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Trump has also chosen Howard Lutnick, head of the brokerage investment firm Cantor Fitzgerald, to be the Commerce Secretary. This is SRN News. Atheist strike in Missouri.
Officials in the Bolivar School District have agreed to stop having a prayer before staff meetings under pressure from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. The nation's leading atheist group spends much of its time trying to scour any references to Christianity from the public square. It often targets schools or governments in small cities and towns that cannot risk a costly lawsuit and so give in. One threatening letter from the foundation is usually enough. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom calling for state lawmakers to convene a special session in December. He wants legislation to safeguard unfettered abortion and the LGBT agenda in state policy ahead of the beginning of President Trump's second term. Governors and lawmakers in several other states controlled by Democrats are planning to do the same thing. This is SRN News. Jersey Mike's sandwich chain is acquired by a private equity firm. Here's correspondent Rita Foley with that story.
Jersey Mike's, the sandwich chain, dates back to 1956 when it had a Point Pleasant, New Jersey storefront location that was originally called Mike's Subs. In 1975, a teenager who worked there bought it. Peter Cancrow bought the operation with the help of his football coach. Today, Jersey Mike's has 3,000 locations open or in development across the country. Now it's being acquired by asset management giant Blackstone. A source says the transaction will value Jersey Mike's at about $8 billion. The deal expected to close in early 2025. I'm Rita Foley.
Wall Street Tuesday, Dow Industrials losing 120 points. The NASDAQ was ahead 195. More details at srnnews.com.